On the University of Florida swim team, it would be easy to say new assistant coach Gemma Spofforth is great for the job because of her impressive swimming resume. Former Gator, British Olympian, and world record holder. But Gemma says she doesn't feel the need to be defined by her identity in the pool.
I've got more to give and I've got more to do in my life and I want to take that next step forward.
The English swimmer retired from competition after placing fifth in the 100 backstroke in front of a home crowd at the London Olympics. In her new role as a volunteer assistant coach for Florida swimming, she'll be helping out on deck alongside head coach Greg Troy instead of being in the water. But her main responsibility is a role she's quite familiar with, counseling swimmers. She's back at the University of Florida to earn her graduate degree in counseling, but associate head coach Martin Wilby says she's been a listening ear for teammates ever since she first became a Gator.
She's able to sit there and maybe you just need somebody to talk to. She gave you that ear to talk to without rushing it or butting in.
Maybe it's because Gemma knows firsthand the importance of supportive coaches. Her journey hasn't been easy. After a health condition almost ended her swimming career in 2005, Gemma recovered only to lose her mother to cancer 2 years later. Gemma says her mother was always her biggest supporter and she still inspires her today.
This is one quote that will stay with me. Aim high, darling, and you'll reach your dreams. And so that's always something that stuck with me and I've always aimed high because of it.
Now, helping others like herself is her main focus, whether it's at the pool or a different arena. Gemma started volunteering at the Alachua County Crisis Center in her undergrad years. Now she plays a key part in their support system, answering phones for the crisis line and even staying on call through the night to respond to emergency situations like suicide attempts, just to help people when they need it most. Crisis Center Director Dr. Marshall Knudsen says Gemma's skills in the pool are what make her work so well with people in crisis.
What probably makes her a world-class athlete, that passion and that commitment and that drive and that dedication and that willingness to risk, those are the qualities that we see in her here.
Now, Gemma hopes to take her passion for helping people international with an organization called Right to Play. The organization teams up with popular athletes like hockey's Alexander Ovechkin, soccer's Frank Lampard, and Jacksonville Jaguars' Aaron Ross to help teach children how to use sports to overcome obstacles in life. She's currently training to climb Mount Kilimanjaro to raise money for the program. Wilby says it's no surprise Gemma wants to find new ways like this to help.
Helping people is in her DNA. That's what she likes to do.
Add that desire to the top of her resume. For ESPN Radio 850-900, I'm Tori Petrie.